You are listening to Mystery Media Group.
Yay! So this week, we wanted to do another episode of Paranormal Road Trips. Mike and Michelle and Sierra and I went to the desert, and we had a fantastic weekend. It was very eventful. So Michael actually went down on Friday night, and I didn't get there till Saturday morning. Talk about your little midnight ride and the strange creatures that you saw.
Well, I was looking on Google Maps, on Google Earth, and there was a section in desert in Utah that I wanted to check out. It looked like there might be some buildings, and the terrain just looked really weird. We were going to be near there, so I thought I'd take my four-wheelers and go down there. That's when we met Melissa. But we went to this geological place. It's a giant set of rocks. I know that sounds boring, but it's my kind of thing. And we drove the ATs all over this mountain, crawled like jeeps. And we spent a couple hours doing that. And then I wanted to go see what those weird geological formations were. So we rode out and we found what I would call mud flats. It's similar to the salt flats, but it was just acre after acre of the flattest land you could ask for. So we spent 2 hours just going as fast as we can, drifting in. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. We could still see the car from where we were at, but I burned 3/4 of a tank of gas in 3 hours just because I was spinning so many cookies and screwing around in that mud fields. On our way home, I always have one of the kids lead the way home so they can practice finding their way back so they know how to find the car in case something happens. So I let my daughter head towards the car, and I was going to catch up with them. And I took a different way back, and I beat them to the car. So I drove over to this watering hole that we saw, and there was a bunch of antelope watering in this hole. But they didn't run away when I approached, and they were a little darker color than I've seen before. So I parked my four-wheeler on the side of the road, and I was waiting for Sierra and Michelle to catch up to me. I could see him coming towards me. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this animal jumping out of the sagebrush and onto the road. And I could see two big ears, and then it landed on its feet and it ran off. It didn't jump off, it ran off. And from the back, I could see a tail that was about 4 inches long, and black stripe only going partially down its back and onto the tail. And the hair was kind of standing up like a mohawk. And I didn't think much of it. I chased it a little ways, but I couldn't tell what it was. I'd never seen anything like that.
When Sierra finally arrived, she was a little freaked out, and she said that she saw some creatures fly through the air and land on the road in front of her and then run off on four legs. And Sierra, there's no animal out there that I know of that has four legs and flies except the hippogriff. So that's what we called them, were hippogriffs. But, you know, we didn't get a very good look at them. And I started thinking about what I saw. I thought I saw two ears, but it could have been wings. And I thought it jumped out of over the sagebrush and landed on the road, but it could have landed in front of me because it never did jump over the rest of the sagebrush as I was chasing it through. It crossed the road and I was chasing it through the sagebrush. It never jumped up, never flew off either. So that was quite interesting. And we got to the truck right at dark, and we loaded up four-wheelers and headed down the road. And we saw something standing in the road. And we weren't going very fast because nobody else was on the roads. We get closer and closer to it, and there's this owl that's 2.5-3 feet tall, standing in the road, looking to our right. And as we got closer, it slowly turned its head and looked at us. It never flew off. I had to drive out around it. I've never seen any animal not dart when we get close to it.
That whole weekend, we saw a ton of owls.
Yeah, I've never seen that many at one time.
Me either. And they were big, and they didn't seem to be too scared of us.
I think you're more scared of them.
Well, it surprised me. I didn't want them to poop on me. They were big. I was like,
they're huge.
Doesn't seeing an owl mean there's going to be a death in the family or something like that? I mean, I guess I didn't really think of owls living out in the desert. I always picture the forest or someplace with a lot of trees, but
yeah, this place didn't have very many trees. And boy, sure, you didn't think it had any kind of life because it's so dead.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of kangaroo rats there.
Well, the minute dusk hits, everything starts coming out. It's crazy how active it was at night. But I got there really early Saturday morning, and we immediately loaded up the four-wheelers and drove to some abandoned buildings that we had been wanting to go visit.
Last year.
Yeah. We probably spent at least 3-4 hours there exploring all those.
At least, yeah.
It was just like so Christmas. Fun. Yeah. It was like they just picked up and left and everything was still there. So we were able to look through files and just all sorts of cool stuff.
Old videos and old files and old diagrams and equipment and really old monitors and really old computers and old electronics and old generators. And yeah, man, it was fun.
That was so fun. It's a place we've been wanting to go to for a long time. So that was the highlight of my trip.
Absolutely.
And the best smell in the entire world is the desert after a rainstorm or during a rainstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fantastic.
So good. So the weather was kind of overcast and it was only about 70 degrees, which was perfect for us. And we had some scattered rain showers throughout, but nothing bad.
Enough to keep the dust down, but not so muddy that you were flipping it everywhere. So it was just right.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was really nice to be able to follow someone on the four-wheeler and not get pounded with dust. That was nice. I really had a good time just riding the four-wheelers. We rode them how many miles? Like 100 miles that day?
99.9 miles is how far we went that day. My four-wheeler go 100 miles on a tank of gas. So we made it just in time.
You barely rolled in.
Speaking we do that way too much.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd think we'd learn our lesson, especially out in the desert where we don't know where we're at. Speaking of rainstorms, we saw two funnel clouds right next to each other. We call them the Twisted Sisters. And one of them looked like it actually touched down for a few seconds.
I think it did. I saw some debris to the side.
Yeah. Yeah, it really looked like it touched down. And we weren't terribly far from the two funnel clouds. And we thought, well, should we keep going or should we turn around? We didn't know for sure. We decided just to keep going into the storm. And luckily, nothing else happened. Yeah, that might not have been the best decision, but we were okay.
Big wall of rain. I don't think we thought about it too awfully hard. We just went.
We just did it. We had our ponchos.
And our snacks, so we were good.
Our snacks, yep, ponchos and snacks, we were fine. We didn't have extra gas, but and our paranormal equipment. We did find also an old cabin and stuff that we investigated, which we will talk about on a future episode. We found some places to dig for geodes. When we were digging for geodes, there were these little holes all over in the ground, and I mean, I wondered if they were insect holes. I didn't really think anything of a tarantula until Sierra saw one and it freaked her out. And she said it was buzzing. And I'm like, you know, I kind of remember seeing something about tarantulas buzzing on, it was like Discovery or I don't know, National Geographic or something like that. And I was digging in the dirt trying to find geodes, and all of a sudden I got something in my eye and I thought it was just dust, but it was pretty painful. And the more the night went on, the worse it got. And I couldn't figure out, like, we couldn't see anything in my eye. It was extremely painful. And the next day I decided to actually leave early and come home so that my husband could look in my eye. He has a, what you call a slit lamp at work, and it can see into the eye pretty good. And he pulled out this little hair looking type thing, but he said it looked like a hair with really spiky things on the tip of it. And he didn't know what it was. And then we were talking about tarantulas with one of his coworkers, and he's like, well, is it one of those hairs that they shoot out of their butt? And I just started laughing. I didn't think he was serious.
When Sierra said she saw this tarantula, I'm thinking, yeah, you know, maybe an inch at best. It might be just a, you know, she's scared of them, so they always look bigger. The bush that it was in was one of those bushes that when the seed pods dry up, their seeds rattle around in there.
Yeah.
So I thought that's what she heard. And then on our way home, I was going about 45 miles an hour and kind of dusk. And I saw one of those tarantulas crossing the road at 45 miles an hour. So if I can see it, it must be fairly good sized. So I stopped and put my Leatherman beside it and took a picture. It's longer than my Leatherman.
And it had its butt sticking in the air, too.
It did. And it had what looked like little pinchers were waving. That's not what it shot at.
No. These are called articulating hair. And they shoot them like a projectile as a defense mechanism. You know, with the wind and everything, I guess it just carried it. And that tarantula must have had expert aim to get it right in my eyeball. I don't know. That was
a heck of a shot.
Yeah. How in the world? But, and I didn't even see one. I didn't think close up, but I was right by a hole. So I don't know if it got scared and it was trying to protect itself and it just shot it at me. But that sucker was so painful. I had to pull my four-wheeler over and let Michelle drive it the rest of the way home because I couldn't even see.
I thought you were breaking rocks and a rock got in your eye.
That's what I thought too, but there weren't any rocks in my eye. The only thing that you found in my eye was that little hair. So we were watching videos on YouTube and you can see them like buzz and shake and those things shoot right out of their butt. It's disgusting.
Ugh. Little monsters.
Little monsters. If you go out in the desert and you're going to dig, wear glasses and protective gear because you don't want to get bitten or shot with a articulating hair from its butt. We're lucky we didn't have scorpions because I'm sure there's a bunch of those out there too.
I found a scorpion in Idaho once. Can you believe that?
We have them
about 3 inches long.
Yeah, we have them in Northern Utah. They're just not very big and I don't see them.
And speaking of little monsters, Sierra was ahead and she started to slow down and she thought she saw a monster in the road.
Yep.
Somebody was driving down the road and lost their four-wheeler out of the back. Just destroyed that poor thing. It's a shame. I'm kind of glad there wasn't a body laying around, though.
Yeah, I pulled up next to her because I couldn't really tell what it was. And it was getting pretty dark until we got right up to it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And so I immediately started looking for a body in the ditch and I didn't see anything. And then I realized, well, the tow straps were still on it. So hopefully it just came out of the back of the truck.
All four tie downs are still on. So somebody needs to learn how to use tie downs and a mirror.
Yep, that thing was smashed to bits.
See, the only thing salvageable was the tires.
Then we saw wild horses. We saw a huge antelope. I don't know if I've ever seen antelope with racks that big before.
I had a comment to make about that, but
I probably worded that wrong, didn't I? You know, there's nothing wrong with a nice big rack.
No, not a thing.
I mean, it was just a lot of fun going out riding all weekend and exploring abandoned places and having weird weather. It's not often that we get to see funnel clouds where we live. So
no.
That was kind of cool. Seeing a lot of animals that we don't normally see. Owls and skinwalkers.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen wild horses before. They were big.
They were huge. Yeah.
And muscly. And they had a little bit of a different look than, you know, a domesticated. Maybe it's because the backs weren't splayed. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you stay and do anything after I left on Sunday?
We packed up, and then that campground that we were in was a big play area for four-wheelers. It just had dips and turns and twisties, and you could just ride all over. So we did that for a little bit, and then we decided to ride up into the mountains, and it was 100 degrees and humid, and it was awful. I would take the rain and the tornadoes over that 100 degree, no wind, it was so hot and ugly up there that we just turned around and came home.
Well, you get that dry desert heat and it's just, there's nothing like it.
I'd rather have it raining than that.
Oh, me too. I'll take that any day. Well, I mean, even for a quick weekend getaway, we did a lot. We had a lot of fun. We saw a lot of weird and strange things, and man, it makes our weeks at work go a lot better when we have something to look forward to.
Michelle said she notices a difference in me when I have a weekend like this versus stay-at-home work weekend.
Yeah.
I'm much happier.
Yeah, me too. I have a coworker that looks at my Instagram posts and he's like, man, you've had a lot of fun this summer. And I'm like, yeah, I've had something going on every single weekend. We've been playing hard. And he's like, you know, I've kind of forgotten how to play. And I said, you really need to go. Work will always be there. Chores will always be there. At least take one weekend a month and just do something fun. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money either. Just go out and hike. Get outside.
I was telling somebody the other day that a lot of people wait till they retire to do anything. It's too late by then. You're broken down. You finally have money and time, but you don't have the health. We decided to do it now.
Yep.
And boy, have we done it.
We have. We've had a good time. And I'm not, I don't feel bad about it one bit. It was fun. Okay. That's all I have. Paranormal road trips in the desert.
If you enjoy our show, please like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. For more information, you can visit www.destination-mystery.com.
Find your own destination.
And solve the mystery.